Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Taking Calculated Risk. Today, I want to help you make better risk decisions in your personal and professional life. I'll share a framework for decision-making that can be used whenever you are faced with an opportunity or decision in which the true outcome, state, result, or value is unknown. I'm referring to risk where there is a lack of complete certainty and where several possible outcomes could exist, at least one of which is undesirable. For example, leaving a secure position with an established company to accept a more lucrative job with a new startup. Possible outcome? What if the business fails? Or entering into a partnership with a new business associate. Possible outcome? What if the person turns out to have different values that cannot be reconciled? Or investing a large sum of money in a new investment opportunity. Possible outcome? What if it goes bad and you lose it all? Most of society is divided largely into three groups of people. The first group are those people who are afraid to take risks. They live a very conservative life and retire not much better off than when they began. The second group of people are those who take bad risks and suffer the consequences. Sadly, the evidence of bad risk and the decisions that follow are all too common. I have had friends who were millionaires and lost it all as a result of taking unnecessary risk. And the third group, those who plan well, take calculated risk, and win. If you desire to live a successful and fulfilling life and retire with enough money to enjoy your retirement years, you must take calculated risk. This includes risk in your relationships, risk in your career, and risk in your investments. While taking smart, calculated risk is vital to reaching your goals in life, remember that taking bad risk and losing can set you back, sometimes significantly. It may help, however, to remember that making smart risk is as simple as making wise decisions. I've learned a lot in my life from observing others and through my personal experiences, both good and bad. Therefore, when I consider taking a risk in any area of my life, here are the questions I ask myself. First, what are the risks? Be honest. Don't let your emotions prevent you from carefully considering all possible risk. This is where the landmines exist. Second, what are the odds of one of the risks coming true? Be truthful. Use real data whenever you can by doing research and talking to others. Third, what are the rewards? Be realistic. Can you really quit your day job and devote 10 hours a week to something and make $100,000 a year? Probably not. Fourth, what are the odds of those rewards? Be sensible. Find out how many others have done something similar and how they have fared. Fifth, what other options do I have? Be creative. Don't limit yourself. Consider all possibilities. And sixth, do I need to make this decision today? Probably not. Take the time you need to do your research and explore your options. After you finish answering these six questions, remove the emotion from your decision and ask what your gut is telling you. Also, never forget about the wild card risk. You don't know what you don't know. Here are three risk-taking tips for you. First, start small. You don't need to hit a grand slam your first time at bat. Aim for singles and only advance to the next base when you feel the odds are in your favor. You can live an amazing life, travel the world, and retire financially secure if you keep hitting singles. Second, don't get greedy. This is a potential major problem in any area, but especially in the financial realm. Some people never start to build their net worth because all they ever engage in are risky ventures that don't work. Others save money for years, get tired of working, and roll the dice on their savings, hoping to strike it big, only to lose it all. And third, be careful with partnerships. One of the ways I reduce risk in my life is by not giving up control. I seldom see a partnership work unless it begins with a well-established and familiar relationship. The next time you find yourself making a decision that involves risk, I urge you to review this lesson. Print it out or save the podcast where you'll remember it. And in conclusion, if you take your time and make good decisions using the advice in this lesson, combined with your own life experiences, your odds of making good decisions the next time you're faced with a risk will be dramatically improved.